Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to ask you, as we always do, please share, because folks, we got to get to work. We've got to help President-elect Trump get started, get things off the ground, because if we don't, we'll be back to where we were in 2020-21. So please share far and wide. And you know my mission here. My mission is to create a country, do my part so that our kids and ultimately our grandkids and so forth can grow up in and have the same benefits that we had, not go through the last 4 years we went through. And I'm trying to help in that regard. And I also try to bring you things and ideas and concepts that are going to improve your life and improve your health. And I think we're pretty consistent about that too. And you know, I'm a man of science and research, and I only bring to you that, in my opinion, what I think are the best things that are out there available. And we've got Jimmy Schwinn with us from Body Align, and we're going to talk to you about a couple things today that can really help you. And we're going to blend this with the storyline, because the storyline is really important. Einstein once said the future of all medicine, and Tesla said the same thing, the future of all medicine is frequency application. And the West has ignored that. And Jimmy's going to talk a lot about this concept. And now we're beginning to catch up to the rest of the world. And we're looking at the applications of frequencies, preventing EMF damage and so forth. And we're going to hit the whole ball of wax today. And hopefully at the end of the show, you're going to be better educated about how Big Pharma is not working in your best interest. And RFK Jr. is the right man to take care of this. But also, you're going to look at what you can do to improve your health. Jimmy, welcome to the show. So good to have you here. And I'm really excited to educate my audience on this notion that with Big Pharma, they only want to cut it out, poison it, or burn it. And there's so much more to good medicine than that.
Absolutely, Brother David, and thank you for having me here today.
Pleasure.
I look forward to this, to talking to the folks out there and kind of giving, a little bit of my own personal testimonial on my journey, because that's always important to understand for people to understand where you're coming from and why I'm involved in this, even why I'm involved in the Patriot movement with you also, besides being one of the owners in Body Align. I'm involved in the Patriot Network with you and, Sovereign Radio and all of that. But, back in, I came out of high school, went into the military, got out of the military, got into production, manufacturing, became a supervisor. And then in 1993, I fell on ice and I did some things in my neck. Don't want to give them any power because your words are powerful too. Did some things in my back. And they tried to put me on all kinds of medication, including morphine. And their diagnosis for me in my future was permanent Social Security disability and a wheelchair and a morphine pump that is attached into my spinal cord to drop morphine on my spinal cord all day long. I wasn't accepting that. I was not going to go that route. So hence, even though I worked out a lot in high school and middle school, played a lot of sports, I never was on that journey of alternative medicine, alternative wellness, like I was when that diagnosis came to me. And I was like, okay, this isn't going to be my future. There's no way. And between the internet on making revenue for my family and my investigation into alternative wellness, it literally saved my life. Unfortunately, it took my brother's life of pharmaceuticals at 40 years young, from pain management doctor in Florida, killed him in the middle of the night. The combination of all the opiates and poisonous drugs from these pharmaceutical companies, and killed my beautiful mother at 64 years old from the $1,100 worth of prescription drugs she was taking, that was part of her diabetes, but all the drugs gave her cancer and all kinds of crazy stuff. And then she went to the bathroom and drowned it in her own fluid and died. So I am to say that I'm not passionate about or passionate about this is probably an understatement on how passionate I'm about this. I believe in only doing things in my life that are good for the people on the planet, Brother Dave. I think you know that.
Do.
And Body Align is one of those things, and it's helped millions of these have been distributed around the world. We do private labeling for other companies too, in different countries and stuff. So we've got many years. This was back in 2006. Warren and Steve's part, he's the actual original founder of Body Align. They got together. They met on an airplane. This band Warren had been working on. Now, this is a much later version of it. And Steve was on this plane, and Warren was on this plane, and a lady was complaining about, I think it's called vertigo, like that. So Warren took off his band and said, put this on. And within 10 minutes, it was gone, her problem. So that started the conversation between Steve and Warren. And a little bit of background about Steve. Steve was the head engineer at one of the head engineers at Texas Instruments, who ran anytime from 40 to 100 other engineers that did all the patents for 1G, 2G, 3G, and some of 4G. Texas Instruments, if you don't know, used to be who you got your patents from. When it came to any kind of cell phone technology, they had patents on all of that stuff. So Steve worked with Warren to work on the material. You know, like here, this is a holographic disc. On here, we pull out, this is a pain patch.
Tell me a little
And
bit
there,
about that. If you're wearing that patch, how long does it take to start working for most people?
well, the great thing about Bodyline, which is very exciting, is put it on and the pain is gone. So, I mean, within minutes, you put this thing on and the pain is gone. This has been such an important part of my life too, because, you know, when you have these things, again, I don't want to give them power because you said it about Einstein, what he talked about with frequency, he's 100% right. You know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. It's the other way around. And most people don't understand that the energy body affects the matter, the biological body. So you got to be very careful, even what you say, the vibrations of what you say, you know, making sure that you're talking in a positive way about yourself and other people, because those frequencies that are coming out of your mouth actually bring back to you. So what you put out, you get back. So they've come up with the two different types of material that hold the frequency. I call it the frequency formulation. And in this band alone, which gives you focus, energy, like when I wake up in the morning after I'm out of the bathroom, like we all are, I come into my office to do my prayers, my meditation, my Tai Chi Gong. First thing I do is I put this band in. Energy, focus, just you could work all day long if you have this band on.
Do you have
When
to
I'm
charge?
ready,
You have to charge this?
no, it'll last a year, 14 months, then you should get a new one. We remind people of that, you know what I mean? Because your body is pulling the frequencies into itself from the heat of your body together with the disc. But I put this on in the morning, and then when I go to leave the office, whether it's 5 or 6 o'clock, I take it off. Because it'll take a couple hours to discharge out of your body, you know, the frequencies, so that you can sleep. And by the way, if you have a problem sleeping, you don't have a problem anymore because we got sleep patches that literally you put right here on your neck, and it always has the position of where these things go, and it puts you to sleep. Do you know how many people take, Brother Dave, prescription drugs to get sleep, prescription
No,
drugs to get pain?
those are counterproductive because I can speak to that as a psychologist, that when you take those barbiturates to induce sleep, you skip over REM sleep, and REM is where you get your most restful sleep, and they are counterproductive.
And you get your healing. Your body heals itself
And
when it
during
goes
REM.
into that REM sleep.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's really, really not good for yourself, right? At all. So getting involved in this, knowing that, you know, if I would have been involved in this before my brother had passed away from prescription drugs for pain, excuse me, I would have been able to give him this and let him use this and get him off of those pills, right?
I hear you.
Same thing with, you know, people that are having a problem sleeping. Hold on one second, brother. Got a little bit of cold like you. The weather change. But
Yeah, I
the
hear you.
then you got the band, which gives you energy and focus. And what do a lot of people do out there? They take energy drinks. They're drinking energy drinks. They're drinking too much coffee to give themselves energy to focus. This takes care of that.
Yeah,
So,
let me address that part too, because this is something I did a lot with mind body stuff and my work as a therapist. And what we know is this: is that these energy drinks, these high-speed drinks, they promote the production of cortisol. Now, take out the drinks for a second. What kills people with stress, and you have too much stress, is the immune system is constantly activated, fight or flight, and now cortisol gets produced in high amounts, and it wears out your heart and your immune system at the same time. And so this constant stress people have is killing them. It's the number one killer in America indirectly. You don't die of stress, you die of stress-related effects. And when people drink these energy drinks, they're inducing the same thing, Jimmy.
Yeah, yes, they are. And you know, one thing about the sleep, and again, these are all frequencies, okay, that do biological signaling based on ingredients, like let's say turmeric, you know, or ginger, or any type of ingredient that's good for the body. We have a database at the highest level of organic and clean. You know, that's why we don't do cinnamon, because cinnamon has fungus in it, right? From the bark of the tree, we can't get it at the highest quality level we want. But all these other ingredients that we can get to the highest quality level, we have that frequency. Everything has a frequency in life, everything. Some's
Everything.
good, some's bad. And we're the world leader right now in this technology. We're the first one to the table, and we're the world leader in it. The lab is, and we're part of the lab. Steve is actually one that helped found the lab with Warren. And so it's interesting, the education I've received as I've got involved in Bodyline in 2016 as becoming a partner in the company. And it, you know, I was studying frequency, law of attraction, you know, what you say comes back to you. Even biblically, it tells you about being careful of what you say about yourself and others, because life and death is in the tongue, and you will eat the fruit of it. End of story. And it works that way. I don't even care if you're commenting negatively in Facebook to somebody and showing hate with your typing. That has a frequency, and that frequency is attached, unfortunately, to you, and then you bring it back. So one of the things that we're working on too right now, that I want to talk a little about electromagnetic pollution and EMF radiation, but is the sleep will calm you. So if you're having some type of anxiety attack or whatever, you can put a sleep on and you'll calm right down. But you're probably going to want a nap too.
But Jimmy, that's that we know that already. How many times do we always say, "Well, sleep on it the next day, it doesn't feel as bad." Very typical.
A lot, right? And anxiety, I think it's 87% of all emergency visits at the hospital is people that are having anxiety. Can you imagine this? 87% of the people going into the emergency room is anxiety related. And we're working on something right now. We're going to be bringing it out tests, and Dave, we'll get some of your folks. We'll put something out there soon where they'll be able to submit you know, a form where we're going to be testing what we're doing. But right now, the current formulation is being used in ambulances for people, and it's being put on them, and it calms them right down. So we're working on a new patch that's going to be called Calm. I think that's going to be the name of it. That will be for people that have problems with anxiety and won't put them to sleep. Again, we have a lot of the ingredients, the frequency formulation in the sleep, but then we have all the sleep frequency stuff in there too. So we're going to really build this patch out that's called the Calm patch for people that have that problem with anxiety, but they need to function in their daily routine. And there's nothing that you can take in your mouth that is as strong and as powerful as this frequency stuff. Nothing. I mean, listen, do I only use Bodyline? No. No. You know, I use NanoSoma. Dave knows about that.
Yeah, I do too.
Look at his link down below. He credits that to save his life 100%.
Of course.
I'm involved with that team. I see the testimonials coming in. My goodness gracious, I'll take it for the rest of my life, 150%. But I'll also utilize these Bodyline products for the rest of my life too, because I look at what's serving me and what's not serving me. I'll take a sheet of paper, I'll draw a line down the middle, and I'll say, okay, these things are serving me in my wellness, these things are not serving me in my wellness, and I'll weed the garden. But if you're not aware of it, then you don't weed the garden. I'll transfer, spend my money on things that are going to help me be healthy and live longer. When you're 59 years young, you know, you start to focus. When you're a baby boomer like Brother Dave and my wife, I'm the first year of Generation X, you really start thinking about wellness more than you probably thought about wellness most of the time throughout your life, because you're trying to squeeze every year you can out of it. And that's another thing. The baby boomers, are really waking up to the East Coast, East of the world, to the Western world, to the Eastern world. You know, the Eastern world's been using what they call energy medicine, energy wellness for thousands of years. Acupuncture is a good part of that. The Western world, well, we here in the United States, we, you know what our claim to fame is we get to consume 60% of the prescription drugs globally. Wow. You know, that's wonderful.
90% of the anxiety medication too.
Oh, 90%. That's even.
Americans take 90% of the anxiety medication for the world.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's so bad for America. You know, the one thing I want to say too, and we're going to be working on getting a hold of Bobby Kennedy, getting him some products and stuff, because, you know, this Make America Healthy Again is a good thing. For the first time, I heard a politician get in front of millions of people and say that there's 1,000 poisonous ingredients in our foods,
I
in
got
our
this.
air, in our thing. And guess what? We got a Bobby line. And I think you have it, Dave. I don't have one here in my desk, but you have the detox patch. So, you know, you can,
I got it right here.
you got that without all of those harsh things that people usually take down their throat to detoxify. That detoxifies through the skin. And it's pretty powerful stuff. And then also the mass disc for people that are losing muscle mass. You want to maintain muscle mass as you grow younger. That's what I like to say, grow younger. You know, you have some issues with muscle mass. So, you know, if you want to maintain muscle mass or you're working out and going to the gym, they Bodyline also has that. So that's what I love. That's why I got involved in Bodyline, because I thought, you know, we can build this into the best energy wellness company on the planet with the greatest, latest technologies that will help people get off these prescription drugs and get off these energy drinks and all of this nastiness that does nothing, like you said, but hurt you. And is, you know, I mean, these pharmaceutical companies, Brother Dave, you know this as well as I do. They've probably caused more deaths in the world than the wars. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. And then, you know, the liability issue, there's no liability. None. You know, there's no, you can't do anything with them. You can't sue them for the vaccines. You can't, you know, they get immunity to lawsuits. So people have to be educated on research what they do in the East, Eastern medicine, and how they use these frequency technologies. I think baby boomers, Generation X, more and more people are waking up to this, Brother
Well, they
Dave.
are. You know, it's interesting. When I was in grad school, my first level of post-collegiate education, I was exposed to a class called health psychology, and this has really motivated me in my profession. And I learned about Eastern technologies and approaches. And what we have here is what they call Descartes dualism. Big pharma has made the American people separate the mind from the body. Eastern people see it as one integrated system. The body affects the mind affects the body. And as your attitude goes, you said, like, not getting into negative energies by what you say. That's very much mind body. And it's absolutely correct. Your thoughts are your biology. And this is what I learned in that class. And I have to tell you, Big Pharma fights this tooth and nail, and they use the
Yes.
FDA to blunt this technology to keep from helping people. And what they do is they have the monopoly in the media. They have the monopoly with the FDA, and they use their influence and money to produce fake research to basically justify things like COVID vaccines, okay, and some of the other products, Jimmy. And a lot of the medical research today is fraud. I teach this. When I taught research to graduate students working on their dissertations, I used to use the old medical modeling. And we don't do that anymore.
No.
Research is bought, and this is what RFK Jr. is talking about. He says removing that influence. What you're talking about is a pure approach to helping people get healthy, and there's no money involved in fake research.
None. And yeah, I'm really a fan of Bobby Kennedy Jr. I really am a fan of him. You can see they're attacking him left and right. I am very against this Senate approval process for the president's nominees. If there's a separation of branches, then, you know, if the Senate can decide who's going to be and who's not going to be in charge of whatever, it's kind of a conflict of interest. That's just my personal
No,
opinion.
I agree. The
I
president should be
don't
able to
like
put on
it.
his team. If I'm a basketball coach, I get to pick the team I want. If I'm the president, I should be able to pick my own team. It's my agenda. You voted for me. These are the guys I bring in. I don't need the approval of the opposition to enforce my agenda. I
No,
told
do a
them.
background check, of course. Do a background check like you would do at any major corporation. But could you imagine hiring a CEO to run a Fortune 100 company and then or 500 a company, and then you tell them who they can pick to run the departments?
I know,
I
it's
mean, it's
ridiculous.
so political and ridiculous. So I pray that Bobby Kennedy gets through, Junior. I pray that because I but there's a lot of work to do. The fluoride in the water, the chemtrails in the air. You know, you look at a cereal here in the United States versus a cereal in the UK and European Union, and we have all these more ingredients with these dyes and all this crap and corn syrup. You know, we got to clean our food up. We got to clean our air up. We got to clean our water up. And another big problem that we have that could be an extinction level event, there's two of them. One is our biosphere with our electromagnetic pollution, and the other one is the death of our soil. The death of our soil. To grow stuff. So, can you imagine? And by the way, you and I will be coming out very shortly with, you know, talking about, I want to talk about EMF radiation too, because that shuts down the ATP channel in your cell, which controls nutrition in and waste out. And when you start killing these cells prematurely, well, guess what happens? All kinds of problems with your body. And by the way, this has shugnite and a couple other crystals in it. And on the blog, you know, go to bodyline.com/Dave Hodges, and then go to the blog, and we have some articles on this, and you can read about what these crystals do. But this also helps protect with EMF radiation too.
Sure.
But the flagship product is this holographic disc. And I mean, you can carry this and wear this around and leave your home and not be affected negatively by EMF radiation. This mitigates the harmful effects against EMF radiation. A
Yeah.
lot of people talk about blocking. Well, if you block the signal, the phone don't work, right? And but it's about how do we get the body to mitigate the damage? How do we get the body into alignment to not allow this to affect it, to not
Sure.
allow this channel, ATP channel to be shut down. And this little disc right here, which you should change every year too. And when you look at the cost, I mean, we always have specials going on, discounts going on all the time. When you look at the cost, a few dollars you know, a month cost, you know, you change it out. You know, it's part of your overall wellness plan,
Absolutely.
right?
You know, the thing is Bobby, not Bobby, but Ted Kennedy and John McCain died from the EMF from their cell phones. And did you notice too? I don't know if you know this. The great basketball player LeBron James, he developed this crap. They got it cured, but Samsung, to keep him quiet, made him a major spokesperson. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. That's
Yeah. Yeah.
that
Yeah.
seems
I
like
mean,
what they do, right?
this
You know,
deal
so
right here is something people need to be concerned about. And that patch can mitigate that damage. And it's funny. I don't care for LeBron James as a person, but I don't wish this on anybody. And
no.
I'm glad he overcame what he overcame. I really am. But I wish he would come and promote a product that would prevent what he got.
100%. And it's just an add-on, so it makes this cell phone. I want to pull this cover off real quick, and I show both of these on here. This is what goes on the cell phone an inch from the bottom. I put this on it also, which is for screens, like you put it on your television, on your computer screen, wherever you need to. This thing and this band, I'm very well protected because I'm in EMF soup over here with my big monitor. You look at that computer behind me, that's a 200-pound computer, like a server. Then I got my laptop here and I got backup drives and all kinds of stuff. So I'm in the middle of EMF radiation. And you know, the thing about what people don't understand, if EMF radiation sickness and symptoms, you can find it, Google it, ChatGPT it.
Sure.
Listen, watch what it says. A lot of the lung problems, lots of problems from this stuff. And it's only getting worse. I mean, 5G took it to a whole nother level. And now with the satellites, even though they're less harmful than 5G because they're using different bands and stuff, the amount of them, it's just going to increase and increase and increase the EMF radiation, the electromagnetic pollution. And none of this is good for the human being's energy body or our biological body, Brother Dave.
You know, I should introduce you to my friend Virginia Farver. She's actually been in a documentary about what you're talking about. She lost her son to what we're talking about, and she became a crusader, just an average person, and she is a dynamo. I've had her on my show a number of times, Jimmy. I mean, she just won a major lawsuit. She and another group, they won a major lawsuit against EMF producers for the damage they're doing. The tide is turning. But the problem is, and I told Virginia this, you might win these lawsuits and there might be further regulation that is coming, particularly under the Trump administration, but you're not going to rid society of all the danger, no matter
No.
what mitigation you bring in. So people are still going to need some protection from these elements.
1,000%. And we need double energy production for AI and robotics, minimum. They're
Exactly.
being conservative. It could be three times the amount of energy. So what are you going to get more of? More EMF radiation. You're going to get more EMF radiation. And you're not going to get rid of it. It's not like we're going to wake up tomorrow and all the EMF radiation is gone. No, it's not going to be gone. But you can protect yourself from it very economically. And you can wean yourself off these prescription drugs using energy wellness. But I like to call it energy wellness because medicine has such a bad taste in your mouth. You know, when you talk about, Western medicine, wellness, you want to
No,
be well. You want to feel good.
I want you to play this game with semantics because I don't want to be associated with all the ill effects of big pharma.
No, it's, and again, what was my recourse for my brother dying from this cocktail? I couldn't do anything, because these guys are immune to any kind of repercussion on what they're doing. And again, it all is the greed of the government. It's like you said, Dave, you got the fox guarding the hen house. I mean, the fox is guarding the hen house. I mean, we got the FDA being controlled by the pharmaceutical companies, by big agricultural, by big food, just like Bobby Kennedy Jr. said. And, I'm praying for him. I hope all you brothers and sisters out there that watch this, please pray for him to get him in there. We need that man in there, and we need to get started on cleaning this up. But again, that detox patch from Body Align, you can start getting that stuff out of your body now. You know what I mean? And you got to be careful with these detoxification programs because some of them could be too strong and hurt the body. Okay. So, we do what's called a 3 day on and a 1 day off as you go through those 12 patches to get your body detoxified. And then what you do is you might do that three times a year or something like that because you're getting filled with toxins on a daily basis from everything. The air, the food, the water, everything. You're getting it.
Well, you know, there's a case, and I can't talk about the specific people, but I have a good friend who's major media, and he had a relative die of the detox procedures from Big Pharma. And
Yes.
he's trying to unravel this and hold people accountable. He's absolutely correct in what he's saying. And this is why I'm just saying what you're doing with Body Align is non-invasive. It's not harmful. It can only help. And when I look at my friend and the tragedy he has felt, and like with Virginia Farver and the loss of her son, and what that's done with her. Now, he died 15 years ago, and she's just turned into a crusader, but she doesn't get her son back, and my friend
No.
doesn't get his relative back. And this is why, you know, God bless you, Jimmy, for what you guys are doing with Body Align, because you're giving solutions that are non-toxic.
Well, and again, later on we'll come back in since we're really engaged in the whole Patriot movement. I don't believe this is a time where we step off the gas. This is the time we go three or four times faster than we've ever went before because either we're going to have liberty and constitutionality and justice and righteousness for this whole country and planet, or we're going into something like hell on earth here. And you've talked about that on many of your shows, Brother Dave. People think just because Trump got into office that, it's going to be all pixie dust and fairies and, a Sunday picket. No, it's not going to be. These people are not going to give up what they control easily. It's like the SWIFT system. XRP's done pretty well over the last, 3 weeks. But it isn't going to replace SWIFT overnight. It's $5 trillion a day
I know,
that
I know.
runs through SWIFT. And they make, even if they made a half a percentage on that, run the number. You think they're just going to say, oh, well, here, let me hand over all these billions for nothing. They don't. I mean, the oil industry makes $3 billion in profit a day. They will kill you or hire someone to take you out if you get in the way of something that they're doing. These companies that are big, big money, they have a history of removing their competition or removing their issue or problem, where somebody has a suicide or somebody disappears. I mean, look at all of the alternative medicine people, like the rifle machine that was all frequency based, that was curing all kinds of diseases. They shut that guy down. I mean, they shut everybody down that has something that's good for the people and the planet and starts. Now, I see that changing. I see that shifting because, even the hydrogen engine, the water engine, Dave, right? There was people that did that back decades ago, and all of a sudden they wouldn't sell out, so they disappeared. So I believe that we keep our foot on the gas and we go fast and hard. We educate people about alternative wellness, like products like Bodyline has, the EMF protection, the wellness band, the sleep patch, the pain patch, the detox patch, the mass patch if you need muscle mass, and then the calm patch soon. That we're gonna we're again we when we put something out, we develop something, we bring it through our folks like you, Dave, where you have some of your folks that your audience that can be people that try it and give us feedback, and then we can tweak the formula, right, to make it perfect for everybody, and then we release it. Bodyline has less than a half, like it's like a half a percent of returns. I mean, I've never been in a company where the return rate was so low, where the refund rate or the return rate is so low. And if you go over to bodyline.com/Dave Hodgins and you click on the reviews, you've got reviews from doctors, naturopathic doctors, regular doctors. You've got a lot of testimonials, 5-star testimonials, 4-star testimonials about the efficiency of this product line. And so, Bodyline's been in existence since 2012, so it can't hide from its 13 years, I guess, where we're coming on.
Oh yeah, you got 13 years, and you're absolutely right. I want to address something you just said because your instincts on this are really good, and I'm sure you already know this anyway. But for the benefit of the audience, when you're talking big pharma and the way it's set up and medical school curriculums and so forth, it was Rockefeller initiated. And if you look at how Rockefeller ran his oil business, they burned out their competitors, they killed their competitors. The Rockefellers were dirty. I mean, you got the Ludlow Massacre. The workers went on strike and they sent in their police thugs and killed them all on behalf of the Rockefellers. And so, is it surprising that that thuggery still continues today in big pharma? Today, for the most part, they're more a little more civilized. They go after medical licenses and things like that. But there's still funny business that goes on. These people are dirty. And they only care about money. I mean, look at Ozempic. Ozempic's under fire right now for what's going on with that. And they try to use it as a weight loss drug too.
Right.
And now they're finding it causes cancer. And they don't care about you people. Big Pharma doesn't care. They only care that you keep giving them money. And they perpetuate health conditions that cause repeat customers, like going back to McDonald's. They want repeat customers and they need people sick. And their products don't cure, they minimally treat symptoms and usually with very bad side effects.
Well, it's interesting, Dave, that you talk about this. Because the whole system is set up to feed the sick care system.
Yes.
The food system, everything is set up to feed the sick care system. So what it does is it grabs everybody's money as they're getting growing to retirement age, and it sucks all their money out because they got to put it all into the healthcare system because they're dying from cancer or all kinds of stuff that's created from all these vaccines, these medications, these food, 1,000+ poisonous ingredients in the food, the chemtrails, all of these stuff, they want to feed it. And then when you go and you look at who's the owner of these big international conglomerates, State Street, Vanguard,
Vanguard,
BlackRock.
BlackRock.
I mean, and then
We could
you
sing a
don't,
song on this.
you're, it's just like they got the majority control. I mean, they've got the most stock owned there, the largest stockholders in these companies. And then when you go to look at, well, who is, I think it's Vanguard. You can't see who owns it. Or I think it's
No, you're
Vanguard.
right. It's, no, it's listen. Vanguard controls BlackRock. But VisionGuard is privately offered, so they don't have to
Yes.
disclose the
Nobody owns
identities of
it.
the people, so they can conceal who's really running the show. And the three companies together control 92% of all asset management in America.
92%.
92%.
Is that not in a monopoly or what? I mean, 92%.
Trump
And
needs to
then
break it
they,
up. He needs to break it up.
he has to break it up because they're feeding the medical industry in the United States is 4 point some trillion dollars a year. My wife had an anxiety. She has IBS, irritable bowel, a thing from operations and all that, you know, the babies. And then, you know, as she gets older, those operations. And so, we're at the hospital. I'm not kidding you. Now I'm a vet, so I got veterans insurance, right? She won't buy insurance. We have insurance in Dominican because she don't want to pay $2,000. She has it, $2,000 a month, by the way. She don't want to do it. She just wants to pay for it. So we're at the hospital for 2 hours. They hand us a $10,000 bill. 2 hours. They gave her no IV. They gave her no shot. Nothing. Just being there, calming her down. I can't wait till these anxiety patches come. But 2 hours, $10,000. And the hospitals are ripping people off left and right.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, I told her, well, I need an itemized bill. What is this for? You're gonna say, oh, you owe me 10,000. For what? People need to ask the
Well,
hospitals,
they
what
add on
is it?
ghost charges. I'm fighting something right now. Ghost charges appear that you don't even know what this is for.
Right.
I
How
know.
can you do that? Any other business that would do that would be shut down. You know what I mean? They would not allow you just to put an invoice and people want to know, okay, well, what supports that invoice? Oh, well, you know, it's just 10,000 because you walked into our place. So the whole medical system has to be taken down and rebuilt. And the bonuses they pay out now for vaccinating the children. You know how many stabs vaccinate? I mean, it's ridiculous. I got like two when I was little, and now there's like it's 70 something. You know, by the time the child's 5 years old, and autism is running wild at a level that you know, same with autism, but a level that we've never seen before. And they get bonus based on that. They get bonus based on how many prescriptions they do. How about bonusing doctors out by how many of their patients are well? How about that? How about giving bonuses based on wellness and not based on prescription, how many prescriptions you wrote or how many vaccines you got into those little children,
They
which
do
by the
that in
way,
France. They do that in France.
do they do that in France?
They
See, that's
play.
a smart way to do
They
it.
pay wellness benefits to medical practices that can show significant declines in chronic illness. You know who covered that? And I'm not even a fan of his by any means, but Michael Moore. He actually covered that. When he made that movie Sicko, and I went and researched it, and he was right. They do that, and they pay doctors to help people get well. And you're absolutely right. It's such an evil, corrupt industry. I'll give you our story. My son didn't take the MMR, okay? Measles, mumps, rubella, because I started reading bad things about it. So my wife and I, and this doctor was great. We had a premature pregnancy. It was very critical, and he got us through that. So I'm always in debt to him for that. Thank you, doctor. But he was pushing the vaccine on us. And I said, you know, I've read. And he goes, well, your attitude is outside the norm. And I said, excuse me, I write courses in research and stat. I know how to read the data. And the data tells me the risk for this goes way up above any other vaccines that kids take. And he stopped arguing with me right there. And then I found out he was one of the major distributors in the Phoenix area.
Right, of course. It's all
Vaccines.
money related. This whole thing is based, you know, what it says in the scriptures about, you know, money's not evil. The love of money is
Yeah,
evil.
exactly.
When you love it beyond humankind and our planet, when you love it that you're willing to do something to hurt people and the planet, then you got a problem. And you know, I think all of these people, they're it's coming a day, whether it's you know, done by the Trump administration, but I think God has had it. And a lot of these people are going to be getting judged, and we're going to see a lot more disclosure, and we're going to see a lot more people that just something happens to them and they end up passing away because, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed to any of us. Nothing's guaranteed. The next hour for me is not guaranteed. But if I'm working my life the way that God intended me to work my life on the mission that I'm on, not getting into religion, but talking about connection to the creator of all things that's in everything and we're in it. And I'm really building a relationship and I'm really focused on what I'm here for. Good things happen. I mean, I have a very blessed life. I love my life, but I'm very careful about what I say to other people and what I say about myself. And I'm really aware of frequency, the power of the word. And, again, life and death is in the tongue, and you shall eat the fruit of it. It's that way. Law of attraction is in biblical scriptures in different religions all over the world. You know what's interesting, Dave, is I've studied a lot of different religions, and almost 80% of them are exactly the same information. I'm saying. Pretty much, right? And there's a lot of good things in there about your words and the power of law of attraction and frequency. And I hope, more people get aware of that because, I hate to see when people say, oh, I don't have this or I don't have that or I can't afford this or I can't afford that. They're creating more of that instead of using these two powerful words then next to something great, like I am grateful. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am healed. These things are powerful. I was training, we do training on mastermind webinars, and we had a student that I was telling them, don't ask, thank. Don't ask God, thank him. See how that works. Because he was in a really bad situation. And a year later, his business tenfolded. He was having the best life that he ever had because he was showing some freaking gratitude. He was thanking. And people don't understand we're made in the creator's image. We're powerful beings. Treat yourself that way. Treat your words that way. And you can do anything that you want to do that you got your mindset on long, which is good. And you don't have to condemn yourself. You don't have to curse yourself. And a lot of people do that, Dave. That's one of the other things. All of this wellness technology I love, but I also love teaching people about that mindset, and
Exactly.
about this stuff because you can be what you're supposed to be if you know you can be it and you start acting that way and saying it and not putting yourself down. And a lot of this stuff going on right now, Brother Dave, in this world, we have a lot of negativity going on. I mean, we have a lot of people vibrating in a negative vibration that is intensifying this stuff because they're fighting against something and they're not fighting for something.
I
Meaning,
agree.
put your energy into the solution, stop getting indoctrinated in the problem, put your energy in the solution, and that will help transform this world like no one's ever seen before.
You know who I else who I heard say something very similar to what you just said? It was Mother Teresa, and people had asked her to help protest the Vietnam War, and she says, "No, I'm not going to protest against something." She goes, "I'm going to support something." And
Yes.
she said, "I'll support a peace movement, but I will not support a protest against the war." And that's really what you're saying here too.
Yes.
And it's really true. And if you look at too, when Jesus performed miracles, water into wine, ability to put a stone into bread and that kind of thing. And he even said to us, the people, "This I do, and you can do more."
Yes.
And I'm not talking about people performing psychokinetic miracles, although I think they're possible if we know how to do it. But what I'm talking about is having the right approach mentally to life. And the
Yes.
one thing that I look at with pharmaceuticals, and I'm going to speak to you now as someone who is a practicing mental health therapist, the side effects of the psychotropics we dispense to people, the antidepressants. Listen, Tom Cruise was right on the money. Everyone vilified him in the media because big media is in business with big pharma. But Tom Cruise said there ain't no chemical imbalances like this. And to a large extent, he's correct. But the medicines have horrific side effects. If you take
Terrible.
something like Prozac, the black box warning on that, Jimmy, says can cause violent, enacting, and suicidal behavior. And we're giving that to people?
Right. Right. It's worse than what you have the issue with. The side effects of the drugs are worse than the condition that you're trying to treat it with. It's amazing that they even put those commercials on where they go, you got this issue? Well, take this, but this, and this can happen to you.
Yeah, I
I mean,
know. Oh my God.
I can't even believe people buy it, you
The
know?
longest part of the commercial are the side effects they have to disclose.
The side effects. But you know, the good news is, Dave, is that like we talk about the solutions, putting our energy into the solutions, educating people, leading them to the right, the right direction on things. And you know, we're also working on some stuff that we're going to be talking about in the future, you know, to clean up this electromagnetic pollution in the air, to clean up the chemtrails. Already units are being deployed. The big units won't need any public help.
Wow.
That'll be a private thing, but already units are being deployed, and we have a big problem with our soil because the GMO, once, like, say they say, oh, you want to be an organic farmer, you have to go through this process with the soil to get it to be ready to do organic farming. It's not ready. It's not. The GMOs in the frequency of that GMO is everywhere. It's in the water, it's in the air, it's in the pollen, it's all over the place. So it still gets contaminated when you plant the organic seed. So what we're going to be bringing to people, you know, and again, it's a beautiful thing because it's all based on, you know, this, again, all of this wellness stuff is energy wellness, but it's all based on, you know, harmonizing and getting all of this nastiness out of the atmosphere and out of the soil, so that we could bring back the biosphere thousands and thousands of years ago. And this is going to need its own show, but I just went over the white paper last week, and we're bringing some very heavy hitters. We're talking millionaires that are worth millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions to the table for the big ones that we need about 300 and some around the world, but the little ones that they've been selling for years now just got taken. And by the way, I have one in my backyard, just got taken to the next version, and they're all copper, and they're working five times faster, five times more with the agricultural side, and seven times more with the electromagnetic pollution side and the cleaning of the chemtrails. So I'm really. There's testimonials where people are watching the chemtrails dissipate above their home based on this device being put into the ground. So I'm really super psyched. We're really close to, you know, separating these two things so they have their separate websites and talking about that more. But this is all based on science, just like Bodyline. It's not about me sitting here and telling you this.
Sure.
This is real science, you know, scalar waves. Tesla proved it out. You know what I mean? What we're doing here, and we got scalar waves too, the way we're delivering frequencies. But this is real stuff. You know, we're not coming to people with a bunch of smoke. And unfortunately, Dave, Brother Dave, there's a lot of smoke out there that really don't serve people and the planet the right way. And what I love about who you are is you're not that. You're never going to let anything, you know, of your integrity means everything. I'm the
Yeah,
same
and
way.
I gotta interject something here too, Jimmy. I was negligent a moment ago, and I gotta correct myself. When I said that these pharmaceuticals are inherently bad for you, I don't take that back. But anyone listening, if you're on an antidepressant right now or some other psychotropic medication, do not quit without consulting a professional to wean you off. If you
Yes.
go off some of these medications immediately and there's no wean down period,
Kill
you
you.
have catastrophic effects on you, not just your health. But you can have aberrant behaviors that result from the imbalances it causes. So I want to make sure I'm conveying this message. Consult your doctor, but tell them you want an alternative and you don't want to be on this medication, and please wean me off.
You know, it's interesting you said that because, you know, with my wife's anxiety and that IBS stuff, which goes hand in hand, back in the mid 2000s, they had her on Xanax. And she decided she was just going to go cold turkey off of them. Well, next thing you know, 5 days later, it was the last episode of The Sopranos. I was watching it. She had a seizure and flatlined. I prayed over in the name of Christ, and she's still here. They had to take her. Okay, because she did exactly what you just said, Dave. She didn't she wa didn't want to be on them. She didn't she wanted off of them, but she didn't wean herself off of them. Because you have to detox from those things. I mean, you have to
Absolutely.
detox from them, or it could kill you. I mean, it really could, you know, if you're lucky, all those other things will happen, but it literally could take you out if you don't wean yourself off of that stuff properly.
What we know about school shooters and this information suppressed, we used to talk about this 30 years ago. Drugs like Prozac and so forth, there are factors in school shooting, but also the sudden cessation of not taking those medications is associated with school shootings too. Now that information is
Oh,
being repressed. Jimmy, I'm giving you stuff that was out there when I was working on my PhD. And we were looking at that, and I'm talking late 90s. And this information was readily available then. Today, it's been scrubbed from the internet, but I'm telling you, this is a real effect.
it is, Brother Dave. And it's exciting that we're able to bring this out to people. It's exciting with what you and I are doing, the team with Sovereign Radio, being able to build out. To get into 200 radio stations in the next 12 to 18 months, to get 200 show hosts up there, and to have that kind of network to educate people because they need it. I mean, this isn't what everybody thinks. A lot of people think this is going to be just a smooth sailing situation. It's not going to be. It's going to
Oh,
be, Brother Dave. I mean, it's going to be rocky. Already, they're trying to keep out all his nominees. Like if they don't like the nominee that Trump puts up there, all of a sudden, the all the lies start. All the lies start. The lying machine is in then. That's what these pharmaceutical companies do to people that they want to put out. Like if it's health, it's a wellness product, the supplement, they'll destroy them that way too. I mean, this has to end. This has to end. It really does. So we can leave a
well,
beautiful future,
Trump has
Brother
the
Dave.
advantage of, I think Thune, who I don't like, is a politician, and I'm not judging him personally. I just don't like his politics. Thune has indicated he won't oppose recess appointments, and Trump needs to go to that. It's his cabinet. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you also. If we get into the hearings and they're contentious, like I think they're going to be, we need to bring massive force against these senators. No, not violence. I'm talking political harassment, emails, phone calls. You go on shows and talk negatively about what they're trying to do. Okay, you need to expose them. And
Yes.
I'll cover that at a later time. Jimmy, we got about 90 seconds left here. You've got a great product line here, and I'm the beneficiary of some of it. I mean, I feel better about using my cell phone now, but I will tell you this. It's not foolproof, but I use speaker mode.
Yeah. Well,
I will not hold that up to my head. If I can't talk on speaker, then I'm going to do the call later.
absolutely.
But you need protection, people. This is why I started advertising for Bodyline, because I got to practice what I preach. When I came out of my profession and I was really oriented towards what they call health psychology or psychoneuroimmunology, I have to practice what I preach here. And what I bring to the public is a product. And I believe in these products because they're non-toxic and they work. And they really, really work, people. And I'm telling you want to go to Body Align. That's Align, bodyaligncom/Dave Hodges. Jimmy, I'm looking forward to seeing about these new products here. And I want to do a show with you, maybe a segment on these devices like what are in your backyard.
Sure. Yep.
I really want to learn about that. Just out of curiosity, got to have a quick answer here before we close. What's the range on one of those devices in terms of what they clean up for distance?
The version two now of the one that I have in my backyard is 20 kilometers.
Whoa, you're kidding. Oh my, that's about 6 miles.
20
That
kilometers.
is
So
amazing.
you're doing your neighbor's favor.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This should be a RFK project. Well, we are flat out of time and we got to scoot. But Jimmy,
All right, my
always a
brother.
pleasure. You
You
are
too, brother.
my brother in this fight, and I so appreciate you and I appreciate what you're doing for humanity.
Thank you, brother, for having me on. God bless you all. And looking forward to the next time, brother.
Thanks,
Take
Jimmy.
care.